Linda Wilder Bryan walks down Duane Court on Savannah's east side. It's a calm night. There are no obvious signs that her 23-year-old son, Lawrence, was gunned down here last summer. No one has been charged in his murder.
Nobody wants to say anything or be involved until it's them or their children.
Lawrence's mother ran for city council in November. She didn't win, but she took over 40% of the vote. She says as a former sergeant from the Chatham County Sheriff's Office, she knows crime, and Savannah officials were not taking it seriously.
You did nothing, and we want people to know that you did nothing, and so we were put at risk.
The city's police force hasn't been at full staff in about 15 years. Police Chief Joseph Lumpkin, hired at the end of 2014, says despite the concerns, the department won't stop trying to help people who have lost loved ones.
We will be announcing shortly, within a week or two, of a significant size cold case squad to actually see, can we bring some closure and some justice for some of these families.
Kim Dulick, who was Wilder Bryan's neighbor, also ran for city council office unsuccessfully after several stray bullets flew through her kitchen window.
People are fed up, and if things aren't going to change, we can make it happen ourselves.
Dulick started a grassroots effort called the Savannah Peace Initiative. It's modeled after an international effort to place decorated poles in communities as symbols of peace. The 4x4 PVC poles will be placed at murder scenes across Savannah. The first is scheduled to go up this month in dedication to her neighbor, Linda Wilder Bryan's son, Lawrence.
Let there be peace on earth. And let
not too far from where Bryan was killed, members of the group Moms Demand Action gather with other Savannah residents on the lawn of Asbury Memorial Methodist Church. They've launched a project called Ribbons for a Reason.
We began hanging ribbons, one for each person in the Savannah area that we have lost to gun violence in 2015.
That's parishioner Ann Allen Westbrook. She's standing outside the church beside a fence lined with bright orange ribbons tied in identical bows. Each bow has a tag with the victim's name, age, and the date they were killed. Westbrook says the initiative came together shortly after the Charleston church shooting.
And after that shooting, we said, what can we do to start a dialogue about gun violence and the effect it has on our community and as well as our country? And so that's when it started.
Perhaps no one understands that painful effect more than mothers like Linda Wilder Bryan.
I just miss his smile. And he used to do the dance like the one on Fresh Prince. He would do the Carlton dance for me, you know, when he thought I was having a bad day or he thought that there was something bothering me. He knew that would always make me laugh. I miss that. I miss his smell and his laughter.
Wilder Bryan says right now her heartache is overwhelming. Eventually, she wants to start a foundation in honor of her son. But for now, she just misses him. For GPB News, I'm Gabrielle Ware in Savannah.